This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. The Prime Minister will first travel to West Bengal, where he will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station in the Malda district this afternoon. He will also virtually flag off the return service. By significantly reducing travel time by around 2.5 hours on the Howrah-Guwahati route, the train will also give a major boost to religious travel and tourism. Prime Minister Modi will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees at Malda district in West Bengal today. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam to take part in Bagurumba Dyoho 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Bharat's deep tech startup ecosystem is expanding, driven by focused policy and funding support. In a social media post, the minister said that today 80% of India's startups are AI-led. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, the ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, "In recent days, considering the situation in Iran, the ministry has issued few advisories suggesting Indians to avoid visiting Iran, and also those present in the West Asian country are advised to return." On the Chabahar port, Mr. Jaiswal said India remains engaged with the US side in working out the arrangement on the matter.
On 28th October 2025, the US Department of Treasury had issued a letter outlining the guidance on the conditional sanctions waiver, which is valid till 26th April 2026. We remain engaged with the US side in working out this arrangement.
Regarding defense cooperation with Japan, Mr. Jaiswal said, "It is an important element of India-Japan collaboration, and the matter was discussed between the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, and his Japanese counterpart, Toshinitsu Motegi, in New Delhi yesterday." The spokesperson said, "The visiting dignitary paid a courtesy call on the Prime Minister and later, along with the External Affairs Minister, participated in the 18th India-Japan Strategic Dialogue." The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a prosecution complaint against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawed Ahmed Siddiqui, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The agency's investigation is based on FIRs registered by the Delhi Police following a car blast near Red Fort in Delhi last year. The ED in a statement said that it has provisionally attached assets worth about 140 crore rupees linked to Haryana-based group. In Maharashtra, the alliance of the BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has secured a clear majority in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. The BJP won 89 seats, while the Shinde-led Sena secured 29. The Shiv Sena UBT, MNS, NCP, SP alliance managed to win 72 seats. The central government has ensured record availability of fertilizers for farmers during the year 2024-25 to meet their agricultural needs in a timely manner. The ministry said the surplus availability reflects the government's strong commitment to supporting farmers. In Delhi, amid the deteriorating air quality, Commission for Air Quality Management invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city recorded 354 last evening. US President Donald Trump has threatened to impose trade tariffs on countries that oppose the United States' plan to acquire Greenland. Speaking during a meeting at White House, President Trump said Greenland is important to protect US from Russia and China's growing presence in the Arctic. In the men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in its second match of Group A at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Women's Premier League WPL Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.